All right. We are about to be at our best here on this edition of How Will You Feed, because Cobra has the wireless mic and he's going traipsing through the wild.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear myself. This
yeah,
is wonderful.
You know
now.
What that means.
It looks like Led Zeppelin just wrapped up their set, Mike, up here in the AT&T Plaza.
I think it's time for a bass solo.
Oh, this is sounds like a little Lou Reed we have coming.
Oh, cool.
Oh. Yeah, so here in the AT&T Plaza, a lot of people out here.
Yes.
In anticipation of Stars Hawk.
Yes, opening night.
What did you call them, Mike, the Blackhawks?
Chief.
Chief.
Yeah, Stars Chief.
Stars How? Chief.
What are Stars?
They didn't have one.
Oh.
They didn't?
Nah.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, there's lots of people out here. There's lots of red. I mean, like an... I would say at least...
Yes, a lot of throwback jerseys,
30%
too.
30% red,
great
something like that.
Blackhawks throwback jerseys.
Is it that many?
Yeah, there's a lot, especially back... Am I breaking up?
Yes.
You are.
Son of a... Bastards.
I think the name of the band, Corby, is the Rhythm Bastards.
For real?
I don't know. It's what it looks like from their drum head.
Let's see. Yeah.
The Rhythm Bastards.
All right, so everybody wearing red and or black just
yes.
looks so Midwestern.
Well, Chicago's a big Midwestern city.
I realize that.
These are people with Midwestern roots, Corby.
What I'm saying is, though, they're not hot. They're ungood looking.
No, they're not.
I don't see any good looking ladies out there, do you?
No, but I want to go find a couple ladies.
Find us a couple of hockey chicks. They're always attractive.
I love hockey.
All right. Well, let's go over here. It's always fun to talk to some of the older guard. Madam, hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Now, I'm good. Now, speak up when we talk to you, okay?
We have
Motley Crue playing, don't we?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, it's Motley Crue. Now, where are you from, ma'am?
Houston, Texas.
Well, why are you wearing all this red?
Because my husband, is from Chicago. We have to be faithful to his Blackhawks.
Really? You're from Houston and you're rooting for the Blackhawks?
Yes.
That's just sorry. You know that.
No.
Does he root? Okay, let me ask you this. Does your husband over there root for the Texans, or is he a Bears fan?
Both.
I know. That's a bunch of crap.
When was the last time he made love to her?
How'd you like that Cowboy game last week?
Oh, we got robbed.
Robbed? How'd you get robbed?
Well, you know, it was a bad call.
What was a bad call? The whole thing was a bad call.
That's really good analysis.
How many kids you guys have?
One.
One? How old's a kid?
42.
Oh, 42. Are you guys grandparents?
Yes. And my
great-grandparents?
Son is a sports broadcaster, is a sports talk show in Houston.
Your son is? What's his name?
Matt Thomas.
Matt Thomas. What station is he on?
790.
1190?
790. AM 790.
Are they called The Ticket?
What's the station called?
Sports 790.
Ah, that sounds very technical.
Clear channel.
When's the last time y'all made love?
Clear channel, okay. So he's 42. Is that the last time that you two, you know, had fun?
Oh, my God!
No.
It's not?
No.
Hey, that's good. Still active?
In a lot of respects.
Hey, good. You guys look active enough. That's good. Drywalls?
How old is she?
Pardon me?
What's that?
What'd you say?
All right, well, listen, I hope that the Blackhawks win for your sake.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, good luck to you.
What are we doing here?
Talking sports.
We're talking sports. You see that sign right there that we're with The Ticket?
Don't tell her that.
We are known as the king of sports talk radio in the world.
790, AM 790, Houston, Texas.
AM 790.
Sports, MT, Sports 790.
Okay. Thank you, madam.
Great.
All right, have fun.
Did you ask her if you needed to do some drywalling for her? Little home improvements?
Snake.
She's like, what? What did you say?
Oh, sports are fun. Sports are fun. All right, let's walk over here.
She seemed like she didn't like you very much.
Well, would you?
I mean, I don't like you at all.
Hey, madam, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
I know you.
Yeah.
Amy Vanderhoff.
Oh, it's Amy.
Oh,
what
Channel
are you doing,
eight.
Amy? You're chasing kids.
Well, that's my 5-year-old, so I'm just chasing him.
Okay. Do you have any more kids?
No. Lost interest.
Are you going to have any more kids?
No.
Now, of course, this is Amy Vanderhoff from right across the street.
Tell her to wave to the hard line.
Wave over there to Mike and Danny. They're in that
Hi, Amy.
Yeah, they let me out. Good Morning Texas lets me out in the evening sometimes for good behavior. So we're going to the hockey game up.
Great.
Now, Amy, you realize that Gordon Keith stalks you in a weird way?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Gordy, so that's all right.
Gordy?
We're going to do Big D at NYE again this year together.
Are you going to do that with him?
Yeah, totally.
Does he get handsy with you?
He does get a little handsy, but they usually put him across the plaza, so he just kind of does the evil death stare.
He has to leer at you.
Yeah, he leers at me.
You have big purple Liz
Boobs.
Taylor glasses.
I mean,
I do. It's to keep all of the kids away.
All right, go chase your kindergartner.
Good to see you guys.
Bye, Amy.
Good to see you, Amy.
Tell Gordy I said hi.
Bye.
All right, we'll tell Gordy.
Gordy.
Do you see this guy standing right in front of me that looks to be about 140 years old wearing a helmet?
Yes. I wouldn't mind talking to him.
All right, let's.
Hey, helmet guy.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, what's your deal?
What do you mean?
Well, you got a helmet on.
Well, I used to play hockey, so I came for the first game, made it up into a Stars helmet.
Apparently, you lost all your teeth in the hockey game.
You used to play hockey?
Yes, sir.
Where and when?
Well, I learned how to play in El Paso, believe
Oh, yeah, that ice mecca known as El Paso.
Yeah, the ice mecca known. Actually, I was going to my girlfriend's house, and I didn't even know there was a rink. And I drove by it on my bicycle and went down there, met a bunch of guys that played hockey, and next week I was playing ice hockey with them.
This is awesome.
Right. Now, did it advance anywhere? Did you play at UTEP on their hockey team?
No, I don't even think they had one back in those days, man. No, you go to Albuquerque and play up there with our team.
Oh, Albuquerque?
Yeah, New Mexico.
You know, that's the land of meth.
Yeah, it was...
Yes, science!
It was all right. They had a real rink. We had a really small rink. They had an actual...
Now, are you still playing?
No, I was playing in 2000, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad.
That was when they first opened this arena up, and I came out here and skated on the ice that day.
Did you fall?
Probably.
You ever had a head injury?
I don't know. I'm kind of weird, but I don't think it's from hockey. So anyway, yeah. But no, not God. Really.
You married?
No.
No? Yeah.
Once, long time ago.
Yeah, what happened
there? Pretty tough being married. Let me tell you something, brother.
I was too young. I really didn't want to be married, but was getting married or get out, so I got married.
Boy, I know that feeling.
Oh, man, I hear you, brother. And you just stayed away from then, right?
Well, I just, there's been one or two others, but it just didn't.
Playing the field, right?
Now? Yeah. Anything now? Is he getting any?
Played it too long. Getting any now? Nobody wants
yeah, getting any?
Oh, come on. You're getting a little now with your helmet.
Oh, I'm enjoying my life. I'm pretty happy single, tell you.
I tell you what, that's a good thing to do. Now, do you have season tickets here to the Stars?
I do.
You do?
I have a half a season ticket.
What do you do for a living?
What, do you do anything for a living, or are you retired?
I'm retired, but I think I'm fixing to have to go back to work because it's
Domino's?
More income.
What is your line of work?
Well, I was a welder. Construction worker, so, but I've done a lot of things. I'll probably try to get a job as a server.
A surfer?
A restaurant?
Oh, a server?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like what? What restaurant?
Yeah. No more. I'm sick.
We have a lot of connections in restaurants. Do you have anyone in particular?
Well, I went to Denny's today, and I've worked at Cracker Barrel in the past.
That's
all
cool.
Right. I don't need a lot of extra money. A couple of hundred a week would be just fine.
What about IHOP?
All right, IHOP maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Waffle House?
Waffle House?
I like Waffle House.
Yeah, I do too. All right, well, hey, buddy, it's good talking to you. You have fun tonight, all right?
What's your name?
My name's Corby.
Corby?
Cordy?
Cordy.
Yeah.
Okay, nice Cordy. To meet you.
You too.
Have fun.
Go Stars.
Yeah, go Stars.
All right.
What a cool dude.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Oh, I like him. He's sweet.
He's a nice man. He is. Now, didn't he say surfer?
That was the best. You're 70 years old and you're going to get a job as a surfer? I don't think that's going to pay well.
What if he's like a badass surfer, though? He is wearing a full-on... I mean, he looks like one of these guys that needs to have a leash on, you know?
Well, he's
with
got
a helmet.
He's got a cane and a hockey helmet with a backwards baseball cap under it and, like, stars-colored Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
What kind of pants are those?
They're just pants.
I don't know. Leave him alone. He wants a job at Denny's. Oh, hello. Oh, she's got a kid.
So what?
Madam? Madam. And she doesn't want to talk to me. A lot of tats. All right, what time is it?
12 after.
Yo, we got to go.
That was good, man. Crushed it.
Mm. Hey, Tom Petty's playing by.
Good stuff,
great.
Corby.
Playing Free Falling.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Corby.
Thanks, Hacksaw.
All right. There's a little wireless fun for you there.